Local production company Luna Soleil Studios is a collective of area filmmakers and artists who band together with a simple goal, producing films. I'm Kyle Alvarado, sitting in for Charles Horak, and my guest today is Leslie Lanier, owner of Luna Soleil Studios. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
All right, so let's get to it.
Okay.
What is Luna Soleil, and why did you start it?
Luna Soleil is our production company. I started it a little over a year ago. Well, I was an actress first. I guess I should start with that. Mm-hmm. I started doing theater, musical theater, actually, in New York. That's what I studied. And then I got stationed here with my ex-husband, who was military, and I wanted to get back into theater, and I realized that there's not really a professional theater circuit here in El Paso like there is in New York. So I immediately switched over to film, and I started doing short films, and I started to notice that these are not the stories that I would normally portray. So I started writing my own, and then I wanted to pitch it to local studios or whatever to see if, you know, they would produce my work. And then I realized I could probably just do that myself.
So you did.
And so I did. And we started at the El Paso 2-Day Film Challenge, the first one. And I literally just put up a post on the El Paso actors page. And I was just like, hey, does anyone want to make this film with me? And I got so many people. Immediately, like right away, they were just like, yes.
Nice.
Yes, we want to do this. And I was like, okay, cool.
Did that surprise you, the reaction?
It did, actually. I thought, you know, I'm sure everyone has their teams or everyone's working with the production companies that are already here. And then there were the nomads like me that were just kind of banded together.
Yeah. So then what was the first 2-day festival like?
It was scary. I will say that. We practiced a lot. Mm-hmm. We would get together every week and we'd practice writing scripts. Like, how fast can we write this script? Like, pick a genre. Okay, comedy. Okay, let's see how fast we can write a script. And it was like, okay, we did that in 7 hours. Let's see if we can get it down to 6.
Mm-hmm. And how big was that crew?
There was about 10 of us.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that was the first time you guys had worked together?
Yeah, and the first time ever that any of us had worked together.
Was there any, at the time, did you guys immediately flow, or were there some like creative bumping of the heads, or how did that come about?
There was definitely a couple of bumps in the road creatively, just because like, you know, when you get together a large group of people with their own ideas, you have to establish a flow for the team to work. So that's why we were meeting every week, so we could try and figure that out. But I think as soon as we got our genre, which was zombie, we were just like, that was unexpected. Like, we don't know what to do. And then I think, like, 2 people wrote the script.
Nice. So you had mentioned that the productions are often on a micro budget. Does a limited budget present different and sometimes unexpected entry points for approaching a project?
Yes. We've gotten projects from other people, and we've gotten projects that we've written where we'll look at the script and be like, okay, cool. We can't blow this up, but...
This is what we can do.
This is what we can do. And we'll kind of fit our script into our budget as opposed to building our budget around our script.
Very cool. So you also participated in the most recent El Paso 2-Day Film Challenge.
Yes.
What was that like?
Easier, actually. A lot easier. And this time around, we had collaborated with Somerset Pictures. Luna Soleil Studios and Somerset Pictures is kind of working on a feature film right now called Ghost Train. So we all knew each other. We've already established, like, who we are. We're connected. You know, we're friends. And when we decided to do the film challenge together, we all sat down in our studio and we wrote the script in, I think it was 2 to 3 hours. And then we had everything ready to go. And the next day we started filming. We already decided, like, we're going to do it in one shot. It's like, we can do this. Let's practice a couple times.
And it's always positive energy, right? It's
yes.
never like a...
No, it was a great, great journey with these guys this time. Like, I know... Everyone, you know, you're tired, you're frustrated, it's hot. We had no air conditioning. Whatever. It was fine.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, we finished our film in 14 takes. by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we were done.
Wow. It's intense.
Yeah.
So describe the crew, the team you work with. Who are they? What's the makeup of them?
Well, there's Tadeo. He's one of the co-owners of Luna Soleil Studios. He's also a theater person, and he does voiceover work for Funimation. Mm-hmm. There's Joshua Paul Smith, and he is the co-owner of Somerset Pictures. And he's like kind of the yin to my yang a little bit, because I can literally bounce an idea off of him and we can work that out in like literally a minute. I could be like, hey, you know, it'd be cool. And he'd be like, yeah, if we like blew up Walmart. And I'm like, yeah.
There's a good creative shorthand between
yes.
you two. Yeah. That's awesome to have
yeah.
filmmakers. Out of curiosity, you know, the local filmmaking scene here, it's a very wide community. And there's definitely clusters of people and nomads like yourself, like
yes.
you've mentioned. Why is it important for events like the 2-Day Movie Challenge and just for the filmmaking community to support itself? Why is that important for lifting everybody?
Well, the thing I always say is, well, for one thing, challenges help you build your resume. They help you get seen. You can meet other filmmakers at the event and things like that. So that's good to have that here in this community. And I've always said with filmmaking, especially with independent filmmakers, there's no such thing as competition, because we're all in the same place right now and we're all trying to get to the same place. So, you know, you talk to each other, you collaborate with each other. And that's why we join forces with Somerset to help them with their feature film, and Ghoul Inc. Productions, and anyone else we can think of who's just like, hey, you know, I want to do this. And we will literally be like, we can help you, and we can help you get to a better place that you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to see everyone succeed. That is the ultimate goal. Everyone wants to go to Hollywood. Everyone wants to work with, you know, Spike Lee. I know I do. So, I mean, if I can help such and such get to that place and he can help me later on, you know, we've succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the filmmaking industry, especially the independent filmmaking industry, it's not about competition. It's about collaboration. And it's about learning.
So just to pivot real quick, because when you talk with filmmakers and creatives of any kind, the topic of influences and inspirations always, always inevitably comes up. What are the films that often inspire you?
Sci-fi. Mm. Like, so much. I don't know why. That is just the genre that I cling to and just I have to watch over and over and over again. And I think the one film that inspired me to want to be a filmmaker the most was Odd Thomas.
Oh, wow, that's a deep cut.
Mm-hmm.
Why that one?
I love that story. I loved it. And, like, it got me because I didn't have any idea that ending was coming.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
So Odd Thomas brought you into filmmaking and other science fiction films. What elements of sci-fi are you drawn to? Because sci-fi is such a broad genre.
Yeah.
There's this heady sci-fi and there's kind of like the space operas. Which ones do you go to?
I usually go for fantasy or like sci-fi horror or sci-fi comedies, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The story has to draw me in from the beginning. And with Odd Thomas, it was like from the beginning, I was like, huh.
Hmm.
I like this a lot. And from that scene where, I don't know if anyone's even seen Odd Thomas, but in the in the opening scene, the movie starts with him fighting someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting beat up, and there's this girl, and she's walking around, and you don't have any clue what's going on, but you just know why. You're drawn in immediately, like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
And you sit there and you watch it. And then you realize, hey, he's talking to a dead girl.
And it's not a spoiler. It's a supernatural film, and it's part of the whole film. And yeah, I enjoyed it. It's a good one. So out of curiosity, what directors? Do you find yourself following directors, or do you find yourself following titles and plots?
I find myself following titles and plots.
Mm.
And I'm always going to be watching, like, you know, Black Mirror, things like that, just because the storylines are like, huh, amazing, except for that one, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Season 5, episode 1. the video games.
I enjoyed that one.
Oh my God, I was so disturbed.
No, we'll have to talk about this afterwards. But I enjoyed it because it made me really want to think about it a lot. It was one of those Black Mirror episodes where, you know, even though I didn't necessarily enjoy the ending, there was a lot to discuss. And that's what great science fiction always does.
Yes. But yeah, that episode.
And out of curiosity, and separate from genre, but do you ever find yourself drawn to a specific era of film, 80s films, 70s films, anything like that, or it's pretty wide?
It's pretty wide. Like, I can go from, like, Casablanca to Star Wars real quick.
as the best movie fans do.
Yes. You know,
they just go between everywhere. So I got time for one more question. What was the last movie you saw that genuinely surprised you? And it could be a studio film, an indie film, a local film, anything.
I think the last thing that actually genuinely surprised me was When They See Us on Netflix.
Ava DuVernay?
Ava DuVernay, yeah.
What was it about it?
It broke my heart from the beginning. And it's one of those films where it's like, well, it's a miniseries, but you're watching it and you have to literally pause it to catch your breath. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found myself doing when I was watching it. I had to literally pause it and just be like, okay, let me get back.
Do you find yourself, you know, when you're taking in this content, do you sort of take notes on how to maybe improve your own craft? Or
I do, and I think that's what any filmmaker does. When you're watching something, you're just like, oh wow, I like this element, or I like this element. It's also, you know, a catch 22 because you're watching something like the Avengers and you're just like, I can see the green screen. Yeah. Like, wow, guys.
Definitely a wide swath.
Yeah. Or like when they're watching Game of Thrones and they're like, hey, there's a coffee cup there. And I'm like, I know a filmmaker caught that first. Like I know for a fact somebody was watching that and like, that's a coffee cup. That's a water bottle. What are you guys doing?
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I've been chatting with Luna Soleil, co-owner and El Paso filmmaker Leslie Lanier, about her business and her film influences. To see the short films produced by her company, check out lunasoleilstudios.com. Leslie, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
On Film's producer and engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs can be found at ktep.org. I'm Kyle Alvarado, sitting in for Charles Horak, and thank you for listening to On Film.